Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Now, before we get into these stories, if you haven't already, hit the like button and subscribe. My teenage sister got kicked out of the house for refusing to sell her PlayStation. My mother and stepfather sold our stuff a lot when we were children. I would come home most days to find that my gaming console or other belongings were gone. There were never any apologies, my parents told us that they needed the money. Eventually, my grandma bought my sister a new PlayStation to play with, since my parents sold the one she had previously. She loves the console to death and is, to this day, a devoted gamer. But the selling was not just restricted to the purchases of the parents, so my sister made a habit of taking the console with her when she left the house. We were getting ready to spend the afternoon out last year when my mother stomps in, demanding she give up the PS4. My sister tried to run past her, but my mother attacked her. She yanked my sister's hair and tried to dig in her backpack. The whole time she was screaming, "I am your mother and everything that is under this roof belongs to me." When my sister got outside, my mother screamed, "You are no longer welcome in this house." My sister has not returned since. She lives with her grandmother and me. I'm her older sister, and I had the sense to leave that het hole 2 years before my sister did. She was 16 and I was 18 when it happened. Well, what a start to the video. Gonna be honest, it sounds like your parents might have a few addiction problems. Like, why else would they need the money that quickly and that badly? That's definitely addict behavior to me. Poor kids, you deserve better. Moving on to our second story. Now, this one sounds pretty bad. Entitled mother kills her child and ruins the career of my sister-in-law. First of all, this is a long and horrible story, so apologies in advance. This happened in August 2017 and involves two lengthy lawsuits, one of which lasted 1.5 years and another for almost 2 years. I'm not directly involved in it, as it happened to my sister-in-law. Back in 2017, my sister-in-law, SIL for short, was in her final year of nursing school. She was required to intern as trainee nurse for 6 months. She chose to join a private school for her internship. It was one of those international private schools where kids of ultra-rich parents go. Part 1, the incident. The 15th of August is India's Independence Day, and there was a celebration in the school. It was your usual flag ceremony with flag marches by students and a student band, some plays by students depicting events of freedom movement, some cultural exhibition put together by each class, food and game stalls by a teacher, etc. At the end of the day, top three class performances, plays and cultural exhibition were awarded, and select students were given Certificate of Excellence for outstanding performances. Everything was going normally in the beginning, but a student collapsed during the parade, so he was brought into the doctor's office. The doctor checked him and found that he was running with a moderate fever. He was also slightly dehydrated. So the doctor gave him some medicines and asked my sister-in-law to give him a glass of glucose water. He scolded the kid for participating in the parade while in fever and wrote him a note excusing him from any further activity. He then asked the kid if his parents were present, and the kid said that his mother was there. So the doctor told him he could go home if he wanted, or he could sit in shade with his mother to watch the rest of the ceremony. The kid asked if he could just stay there and rest for a while, so the doctor said that he could use one of the beds to take a nap. Since there was nothing else to do in the office, the doctor excused himself to go and have something to eat from the stools, leaving my sister-in-law and a janitor in the office. Hardly 5 minutes later, the mother, who of course is entitled, marched into the office and went directly to check on her child. My sister-in-law tried to tell her that her kid was running a fever and taking a nap, but the entitled mum ignored her. She shook the kid and asked him how he was feeling. The kid said fine. The entitled mum said, "Good, now get up, you gotta get ready for your play, sweetie, everyone else is already dressed up." My sister-in-law again tried to explain, "He's running a fever, he wants to rest." The entitled mum replied, "Oh, it's fine, he's fine, aren't you, sweetie?" The kid just looked at my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law said, "The doctor has excused him from other activities. It would be better if you just take him home and let him rest." But the entitled mum said, "It is just a play. I'm sure my sweetie can handle it. He is a tough man. Isn't that right, sweetie?" My sister-in-law tried again. "It would be better for him to just rest. He is still under fever." And with that, the entitled mum lost her mind. She screamed into my sister-in-law's face, "Oh, you know what's better for him? I'm his mother. I know what's best for him. How dare you? My son is the top of his class. He is playing the most important part in the play. He is the best. If he doesn't participate in the play, he will not get the certificate of excellence. He needs to stay at the top of everything or else he'll become a laughingstock. So don't you dare tell me what's better for him. The kid, seeing his mother losing her mind, stood up and said to my sister-in-law with a smile, "It's okay, sister, I'm fine. Thanks for caring for me." Shocked and stunned, my sister-in-law only managed to say, "Let me call the doctor." The entitled mum retorted, "I come from a family of doctors. My father is the director of a well-known private hospital. You people aren't even qualified enough to work in a hospital. Ugh." She grabbed the arm of her child and marched away. My sister called the doctor, who said, "Well, it's her child, what can we do? We did our part." About an hour later, the same kid was rushed in again, as he had again collapsed during the play. The doctor checked on him, gave him an injection, and asked him to be transferred to a hospital immediately, as the kid was unconscious and not responding. An ambulance was called, and the kid was taken to hospital. The day ended without any other incidents. 2 days later, the school learned that the kid had passed away in the hospital. My sister-in-law was distraught upon hearing the news. She kept crying for the rest of the day. She kept saying how it was her fault and how she could have prevented it if she stood her ground. How the kid smiled at her and thanked her for caring for him. We told her that it wasn't her fault and consoled her to the best of our abilities. Even her professor from nursing school came and tried to make her feel better. About a week later, she was informed that the school was opening an inquiry and a board of inquiry will look into the matter and that she will be called for interview. The doctor assured her that it was just a formality for school to cover all the bases and she didn't need to worry about it. In her interview, she stated everything that happened. She was then asked why she felt it was her fault, as she said so to the class teacher of the kid in her crying fit. She explained that at the time, she was overwhelmed by emotions and thought she could have done things differently. She was asked if there was anyone who will corroborate her story, and she named the janitor who was present in the office at the time. She was then informed that she was placed under suspension until the inquiry concludes. When she went back to collect her things from the office, the doctor once again assured her that there was nothing to worry about. He will make sure that no harm will come to her. A few days later, she received a letter from the school saying that they concluded the investigation and found her guilty of negligence and thus her contract was terminated. She called the school supervisor, who informed her that her story did not match the story told by the doctor and the janitor, thus there was nothing that can be done. Termination of contract meant that she couldn't complete her final term on time, so she put the application for extension to the nursing school. She thought it was over, but boy, were we in for a bomb to be dropped on us. Moving on to part 2, the legal trouble. A few days later, two cops knocked on the door of my father-in-law and asked to speak to my sister-in-law. They informed them that the family of the kid filed an FIR, a first incident report, against my sister-in-law. They accused her of causing the death of the kid. They asked if they can question her, but my father-in-law denied and told them that they can only question her in the presence of a lawyer. So the cop asked her to come to the police station the next day for the questioning. We got a lawyer immediately, who at first called the cops and asked for a later date to be set for the questioning. Then he told us to get an anticipatory bail ASAP in case police decides to arrest her, so we did. In the questioning, the lawyer talked for the most part. He provided them with a written statement of my sister-in-law. The police asked their questions and directed my sister to not leave the state without informing them first, etc, etc. A few more days go by and she received a summons from the court as the state decided to try her for the crime. The lawyer suggested to track down and speak to the janitor as he was the only witness in the otherwise she said case. And so we did. The janitor was reluctant to talk at first, but after my sister-in-law begged him, he told us that the doctor told him that if he told the truth, he will be admitting to the same mistake that nurse did and will be fired for sure, and the only way to save himself was to tell the story that doctor was telling him. The story doctor told to the school's board of inquiry was that doctor had the kid under observation with the strict instruction that he would not be released under any circumstance, and that my sister-in-law released the kid without asking or informing him. We asked him to testify in the court, which at first he refused, but later agreed with a bit of persuasion. Once we had the janitor on our side, the lawyer also filed a case of wrongful termination against the school, accusing the inquiry to be partial and biased. Once the court hearing started, we learned that the entitled mum told white lies to the father of the kid. She never told him that she forced the kid to perform in the play. Instead, she said the kid wanted to play his part. She also hid the fact that nurse objected and showed her the doctor's notes. Her story was that the kid wanted to participate in the play, and when she asked the nurse said everything was fine and he could play his part. The case went on for a year and a half. The janitor provided his testimony, which the prosecution tried to discredit, saying that he told a different story during school inquiry, so he was not a reliable witness. But the judge refused, taking note that the doctor tried to intimidate him, and in turn asked the prosecution if they investigated the doctor's part in the incident, as to why he forced the janitor to lie and why he was not present during his duty hours. When prosecution replied in negative, the judge asked police to file a case against the school doctor. During her stand, my sister-in-law got very emotional and started crying as she recounted the events of that entire day. The only witness the prosecution had was the child's mother, who couldn't keep her story straight during cross-questioning. Finally, in the judgment, the court ruled in my sister-in-law's favor, noting that the prosecution's witness had massive holes in her story while the defendant provided a solid witness. He also noted that even if the prosecution was to be believed, the defendant was only a trainee nurse and therefore wasn't even qualified to release the student. And by taking the kid away without the doctor's expressed opinion, the responsibility of consequences fell on the mother of the child.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He also commented on the school's mismanagement. By not having a fully qualified nurse, they were in violation of federal laws. He scolded the prosecution for having tunnel vision and going after the defendant, who was obviously innocent and a vulnerable young girl herself. After the court ruled in our favor, the school decided to settle the wrongful termination case. It was finalized last month, and we can finally put it all behind us. However, due to all the emotional distress and trauma, my sister-in-law decided to drop out of nursing school, thus ending her dream of becoming a nurse. She will probably join an honors course next year, but right now she is still troubled with the nightmares of going to jail and needs therapy to get over it. The police have opened a fresh case against the doctor who was let go from the school this year. He is also being investigated by the state's medical association for wrongdoings. If found guilty, he will be barred from practice. We have no information on the entitled mum or her husband. Oh my goodness me, what a horrible, horrible story. I guess the doctor and the mum both knew they were seriously in trouble, so had to team up and, you know, confide with each other and say, look, we've got to get our stories corroborated or we are screwed. But it doesn't seem like they thought at all about what would happen to this sister-in-law. That's just disgusting. So not only did this entitled parent realistically kill her own child, she also ruined the dreams of another student. Just a horrible, horrible person. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this video. I really hope you've enjoyed these stories. If you have, don't forget to like, subscribe, and also click the video on screen for some more. With that all being said, I will see you guys all tomorrow with two more fresh videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.